In the heart of Bobo Dioulasso, a bustling city known for its music and vibrant culture, an inexplicable phenomenon began to sweep through the streets. Citizens were captivated by tales of a mysterious radio that had fallen silent. It was a typical sunny day when Ibrahim Traoré, a curious young man with a passion for uncovering the truth, tuned in to his favorite radio station. But instead of the usual chatter and music, all he heard was an eerie silence, broken only by the static that filled the airwaves. The silence was more than just an absence of sound, it was a presence that seemed to seep into the very fabric of daily life in Bobo. And Nas days turned into weeks, the phenomenon gained momentum. People whispered about it at the market, speculated under the baobab trees, and even gathered at night to listen for echoes of the lost broadcasts. Ibrahim couldn't shake the feeling that this silence was somehow connected to the recent changes in the community. With electricity outages becoming more frequent and the usual vibrant discussions dying down, the silence seemed to amplify the growing unease among the townspeople. And determined to get to the bottom of this mystery, Ibrahim embarked on a journey that would uncover the hidden secrets behind the silence. He visited retired radio hosts, local musicians, and older residents who remember the glory days of radio in Bobo. From their stories, he learned about the power of radio in bringing knowledge, joy, and connection to people, how it used to bridge the gaps between generations and fostered communal bonding. Radio is our voice, an elderly woman named Mama Adama told him, her eyes clouded with nostalgia. When the music stopped, it felt like a part of us was silenced too. It was clear to Ibrahim that the absence of sound was affecting the town on a deeper level. Armed with this understanding, he decided to host a community gathering, an event where people could come together to share their experiences and perhaps reignite the spirit of connection that had been lost. The day of the gathering arrived, and Ibrahim carried a small portable radio, hoping it would invoke a sense of nostalgia. The market square was packed with locals, all eager to discuss the void that had been left in their lives. The air buzzed with anticipation as Ibrahim stood before the crowd. "Today, we reclaim our voices," he declared, inspiring everyone to share their stories of love, loss, and laughter, all intertwined with the power of the radio. And Nas stories poured out, something magical began to happen. The community started to bond over shared experiences, and laughter echoed through the square. It was a melody of voices that filled the spaces once dominated by the silence. Ibrahim played songs from his portable radio, songs that had not been heard in a long time. This sparked a revival of the old musical traditions that had once united the people of Bobo. The fight against silence was not without its challenges. As they celebrated, news broke that the radio station's tower had suffered damage during a recent storm, and repairs would take time. The community rallied together, working tirelessly to raise funds to restore the broadcast capabilities of their cherished radio station. They organized concerts, bake sales, and storytelling nights, each event drawing together more energy and more voices. Drawn by the passion of the community, a local journalist named Fatu decided to cover the story. Her articles gained traction, catching the attention of patrons from afar. They sent donations to aid the cause, and soon, the entire nation was watching as Bobo fought to reclaim its voice. This confluence of support turned the story of radio silence in Bobo into a symbol of resilience and unity. After weeks of hard work and determination, the tower's repairs were completed. Ibrahim stood in front of the crowd for one last time, emotions swirling within him. As the radio station flickered back to life, and the first sound waves streamed into the air, everyone held their breath. The familiar voice of the broadcaster crackled over the speakers, bringing tears to many eyes. It was more than just a return to normalcy. It was a revival of culture, identity, and hope. NNTHE celebration that followed was unlike anything Bobo had seen in years. Musicians played, families danced, and laughter filled the air as they recognized that they had not only reclaimed their voice but had rewritten the narrative of their community. The essence of Bobo Dioulasso thrived once again, and the haunting silence had been replaced with stories, songs, and connection, a vibrant tapestry woven through the airwaves. NN months later, the regions beyond Bobo whispered the tale of Ibrahim Traoré, the young man who turned the tide against silence. It became evident that this story transcended radio waves. It was a reminder of the strength found in unity, resilience, and the profoundly deep connections that audio can foster. The city emerged more connected than ever, with a newfound appreciation for the voices that unite them. NNAS Bobo celebrated its newfound soundscape. Ibrahim looked up at the stars one night, thankful for what the silence had taught them, that sometimes you must experience the quiet to truly cherish the voices that surround you. From that day forward, the people of Bobo vowed to never take their voices for granted. In the heart of every broadcast, there beat a story, and in the silence, they found the strength to speak again.